Hey guys, it's your boy Pat. Welcome back to the next episode of the Hollow Down Cigar Lounge podcast. This has been a freaking roll before we ever started rolling. Oh my god.
What a way to kick off the new year.
Bruh.
First show back. By the way, it's your boy Derek. I can say that, right? We can both be the boy.
This gives you any insight in how the last hour has been trying to hit the damn record button.
Hour? The last 4 weeks.
I know, I'm just talking about like literally the last moment. But yeah, we've had issues trying to get together.
Strike three. Well, I thought I was out. He took me back.
Well, everybody's worth a 16th chance.
Women I've been with. Oh, wait. Probably wasn't supposed to say that. Sorry, honey. Hope you're not watching this.
He loves
She's
going to
watch this.
She's going to watch
She's going to watch
Half
this.
Half the time, she beats you to it.
No. I always screen these things ahead of time. Just so I can remember, like, did I say anything too fucked up? Is it going to get me in trouble? Most of the time, no. But sometimes,
smart
yes.
Smart move.
Maybe today.
So, yeah, this is we're off to a great start. The last few weeks, we've had issues trying to get him back to do one. And it's just, you know, either his job will get in the way, my job will get in the way, something will happen, my truck broke down. All kinds of great shit that's been going on, and it's rolling over today. I actually bought an extra camera because, as you saw in the last show, I had one die. Well, the new camera is up there, and I can't get it to stay on. So, you know, it's brand new. I pulled it out of the box yesterday, and just one of those things. So I'll have to deal with that return and shit later. But you know what? It's fine. So sorry for the editing issues and the graininess on one of the shots, because I had to duplicate a shot and make it work. You know, it just is what it is. So things are rolling over into this show as well.
We're here now.
So we're here. So
crack a beer, take your pants off. Let's have a good time.
I am only reason I'm not doing a scotch like I would normally do is because the moment we're done, I actually have to go do a little worky work. So nothing crazy, but I don't need to be drinking for it. So because I got to drive. So I know it doesn't really affect me, but still.
You're not going to enforce the law, are you?
No. That's not today.
Okay.
I just don't want to get caught by the other people enforcing the law and, you know, driving. So that's all it is.
I am the law.
He is the law, man. Anyway, this is how things have rolled. So before we get going, we'll introduce the cigar today. So this is, I believe, the first time I've smoked one of these on the show. This is an Avo. This is out of their Synchro line. This is the Nicaragua Fogata.
Get this here. No.
And, Derek's going to.
No.
Well, we're going to get.
Well.
We're going to let Derek show it to you anyway. So this is a line that I got a few of. I consider it my local brick and mortar. It's technically 45 minutes away, but unfortunately, sorry to the homies that are here local if you happen to have seen this episode. The vibe's just not there for me. We're getting better. There's a new one at one of the casinos that just opened up recently that I want to go see if maybe it will give the vibe. But our local area is more of a bars that let you smoke cigars versus your legit good homie lounge. So I drive 45 minutes away. It is name drop. If you're in East Texas, Louisiana, it is Tobacco Junction in Longview, Texas. I will drive over there, one on the loop. Huge humidor, huge lounge, and they recently made it bigger. I got a bunch of these Avo cigars back at the event in October. Because they've got the namesake for the Hi-Fi Lounge. So, great place if you're anywhere in the area, and I know a couple of you watch it. I know y'all go there because y'all have already messaged me when I made a post about it on the Facebook group a while back. So anyway, not a whole lot to read about these, but we'll read them, we'll light them, smoke them, and then we'll do what we've been doing the last 4 weeks, and we'll just keep bullshitting on camera.
We're going to dick around today?
Hell yeah.
That's why I came.
So, initial info, the Avo Synchro Fagata is an intense yet perfectly smooth and balanced cigar.
Wait. Monocles?
Yes. Perfectly smooth and balanced cigar. It's a blend of Visus and Ligero Filolis from Nicaragua. I said that really weird. Nicaragua.
I'm letting you say it. I'm not doing anything.
And Dominican Republic. It influences the palate in terms of strength and aromas. It does have an aroma. I will give it that. It's not strong, but I'll say complex because there's multiple things happening. Should have notes of coffee, a little salt, some cedar, citrus, and sweetness. Now, for those of you who don't know Avo, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right because I've heard Avo, I've heard Avo. I've heard Avo more, so and I've had a rep tell me Avo, so that's what I'm going with.
That sounds right.
It does sound right. These come in correlation with Davidoff cigars. Avo cigars, coming from Davidoff Geneva's website, is the embodiment of harmony, passion, and an appetite for new experience. The name comes after musician Avo Yvesian. Apologize if I mispronounced that, and I've tried a few times.
He's a fan of the show. I'm sure he's definitely watching.
That'd be cool. He became a composer of fine cigars as a way of life, more than just a musician. So this line of cigars is in his name.
Hi, Avo.
Hey, Avo. So now that we've introduced the cigar, I wanted to give you the short info where Avo comes from. This is in the Davidoff family, so if you are a fan of Davidoff, try them. Tell you my thoughts on the link in a minute. But I think it's time to light them up and smoke them.
Oh, yeah.
Because then we can bullshit with a cigar.
Yeah.
Which is kind of the trend for the show, if you haven't caught on the last 20 however episodes at this point. You know what's sad? I'm the one that edits it, so like I know how many episodes there are. And so I'm here, and I'm like, where are we at? Like 12, 24? Like, I think it was the last one, Brett, or it might have been the last one with you. I don't remember. Oh, I referenced the number, and I was like a whole 5 episodes off. I was like, you know, it's probably like episode 16 or 17, and I'm like editing number 20-something. I'm like, well, that's just horrible. Like, it'd be one thing if I was like a number off, you know?
I don't even pay attention to the numbers. I just look at who's the guest.
Yeah, I mean, the number is just so if you decide to binge watch it or you want to go back and find a certain number, you can. But, you know, it's not a big deal. So, Torchlighter. I still did a V-cut on this one. It's got a world cap on it. So, let's light these bad boys up.
Yours is making a funny sound.
It is. I think it's got an air pocket in there. It
sounds like a small helicopter.
It does, actually.
Air support!
Wait for the nuke. Yeah, there's like an air pocket in one of those burners. Because the other three are burning great, and that one's just... First draw is interesting. I'm not going to say why yet.
This one's taking a little longer than usual.
It's got a thick foot, or a dense foot, I guess I should say, is probably more the appropriate reference.
That's fine. It just takes a little longer. Hey, when I accidentally singe one, I don't have that problem here. Ah, motherfucker, that light's getting hot, though.
I'm going to singe yours.
What, knuckles? I don't eat knuckles.
You know, now that we shut the door to block the sound out, they're done cutting the damn forest down next door.
Of course they are.
But either way, we're here. So
it's not bad. It's a lot more interesting than I thought, just coming off of the nose of it.
Yeah, so the aromas to me, I picked up the cedar aroma and a little bit of sweetness and then just good... natural but not bitter tobacco. The first pull, you know, you always expect to get a little spice, a little pepper in a good cigar. I got that, but I immediately pulled citrus. I very rarely pull any like fruits or citrusy until I'm like an inch or two into a cigar.
Yeah. I got and something I, bright. I don't know what it was, if it was citrus or whatever. Again, novice here, but...
Well, I'm going to be honest, like, because it is early. The only reason I'm saying citrus is because I read it. I feel the, like, bright punchiness.
You're probably absolutely correct, but I just can't say because nobody would believe me, right? you guys know me. I'm the yep guy.
You like it so far?
Yep.
There we go.
So far. Hold on, wait.
Thoughts?
I mean, don't expect anything deep. No, it's you'd be hard pressed to find a cigar that I don't like. Granted, I've had a few.
Yeah.
And it's usually just because they weren't stored properly or because they fell apart on me while I was smoking. Nothing worse than getting a piece of freaking leaf stuck to your lip. That's an instant turn off. I don't care how good the cigar is.
Yeah, and
my voice is going, so apologies.
You expect a little bit of brittleness because we're cutting into it. That's right. Expected, but when you have, like, you know, a freaking chunk
the
that
whole
comes
thing
out,
unravels on you,
yeah.
No. Not saying that that's happening here. No.
No,
just
this
an example.
Is...
This is pretty
this
wild.
This is, I know it never focuses, but... I was just trying to let you see the...
I think it may be the background.
It is, because it's...
The holes in the background, it's not...
It doesn't
give you a static black.
It doesn't. But, at some point, I've got a couple ideas for the backdrop that I think I've mentioned before. The only reason I haven't done it is because trying to determine specific location where I'm going to put it on the property. So that'll help, I think, a little bit because it'll be more of a solid background with the things I'm going to put up. It won't be the black and light brown.
We could do a show in front of a gun wall.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Dangerous. Love it though.
Not dangerous.
Oh, speaking of, and I'm gonna say this because I talked to Woot a couple days ago about this. I am gonna need to get you to go to with me one day when we do some episodes with him.
I'm already down.
So it works well with your schedule because I almost have to get with him on a weekend I'm off. So it does take a little bit of scheduling ahead of time. But he's been working on, and we referenced this at the end, the last episode I did with him a few shots back. He's got I'm just going to gently say a World War II type collection, but it probably goes back farther than that between rings and memorabilia.
I remember he mentioned it on one episode.
And... we're going to make a whole episode about that, but we also want to talk about, we've kind of referenced on the show, this would be more his baby, but kind of give him the floor to talk about like tactical gear, bug out gear, because he's off the grid guy. I am not. I respect it, but I don't know it in and out like he does. So, but he got some new stuff that he wants to talk about. So, just discovered this a few days ago, so...
Big shit-eating grin right here.
Yeah. It'll be a few episodes before y'all find out about it because I have to get with him and schedule, but it's going to be pretty cool. So I figured you'd appreciate it.
Those are my life goals.
Yeah. Oh, I've referenced he's called it the Homestead. He's now sold it because they're working on a different location now, but he had an entire place 100% off the grid.
I don't know if he wants you giving this information out.
Oh, he said it on the show. He's talked about it on the show. You had to have a GPS coordinates to get there. There's no address. So, but he's not there. I mean, he's still got his house, so it's not like he's disappearing.
Right.
He just has his place when he likes to, you know, get the fuck away from the world for a while. They kind of go disappear.
That's kind of my thing, man. The long-term goal is to be able to have just a place out in the mountains where fucking come find me, dare you.
And
God help you when you get there.
And I'm the opposite. Like, I love nature, but I like to go and come back because I was raised in the city.
Right.
So my comfort is the city. My, you know, 35 and my favorite 4 years of my life were in San Diego where there's 3 fucking million people in the county. I loved it. I got used to, you know, like I still remember my first safety brief, and all my other commanders were, you know, hey, don't drink, don't drive, follow the speed limit, don't do this. And he came out there and he read the piece of paper, and I got there in November, and it was for Thanksgiving. And so it was our first, like, 96, our first four-day weekend, and he gave us the brief, you know, because how far away you can go from base is dependent on how many days you have off. You know, there's this grid. So, like, every 24 hours, it's basically, like, 100-mile radius. So when you have a four-day weekend, you know, you could make it to Vegas. You could make it up to, you know, like, San Fran, or before they cut it off, you could go into, like, Tijuana and stuff like that. So you had some ability. So they talked about it and was like, hey, you know, be safe, do this. So he gave us that. And then he officially ended the talk, dismissed us, walked to the back of the room, turned and said, hey, now that the official shit's over, if anybody drives slower than 85 on I-15, you're going to get your ass hit. Hit the fucking pedal and come back safe. So, you know.
The real talk.
You know. It's kind of like, you know, the uncle that's like, you know, hey man, don't do anything I wouldn't do. Hey man, you got your condoms with you? It's like, you know, it's like, don't do it.
We didn't define what I wouldn't do.
But I know you're going to, so just make sure you know, do it this way.
Yeah.
But so I was born the city kid. I lived out in the country for 11 months of my life, and it was the longest 11 months. Great place, it was beautiful. People out there were great. I just tend to get bored because I'm just so used to being around hustle and bustle.
Understandable.
Like, it... Now, living in the region here, because we do have a lot of aircraft, that was a big change for me, is going away from California, because I was so used to constant sky. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, just got used to the noise and the bustle. So, I'm going to transition that Florida Woot and kind of let him talk about some things and introduce some things. That's just good. But, cool. Plan on taking you with me. Just got to figure out when.
Down.
So now that you know, we did our technical New Year's episode with Brett, and you know, finally talked about that disgusting ass fluffer nutter that this man brought as a gift for whoever lost Mario Party.
That was not the intentional. Look, that's not how it started. It was, I don't like it. If you guys want it, you can have it.
And oh, no.
It turned into a punishment. It's similar to icing, if you remember what that is.
Brett said he had that theory. He's like, you know,
I told you straight out that's what it was.
Oh, I know.
It wasn't a secret.
But he's like, you know, notice when he got there, there was only five. He drank one. It was like,
yeah,
fuck this shit. I'm going to let these homies drink it.
Yeah.
What friends are for.
Was not a secret.
It wasn't. So I mean, we started knowing that this was going to be a punishment, because he's like, this is horrible. But
good
and
Lord.
then I posted a picture of me holding it, like a screenshot of that little video with Brett. And then Matt gets on Facebook and he's like talking about, oh, how he won. And I was like, dude, you won because you got all the stars at the end. You were in freaking last place and came out of nowhere and put me in last place. Freaking backdoor rules of Mario Party.
I'm glad I was just watching that one.
God.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Didn't tell y'all that part. He brought the disgusting prize and didn't participate, so he didn't have a chance of drinking another one. I mean, it's kind of smart.
I didn't drink the thing that I brought as a punishment to a game I didn't know we were playing.
Don't how get d- logical with me.
How dare.
Don't get logical with me. But no, it was good. But it, you know, we recorded that a little before New Year's, but it took me a little bit of time to edit it. As y'all saw, the issues, well, hopefully y'all didn't see many of the issues, but...
But there are outtakes.
There is an outtake.
Stay tuned. Stay to the end.
And, you know, whatever. I don't have an outtake at all, but if we have good shit, I might as well leave it in there for the enjoyment of the people.
Just do it. Put it at the end of it. Make it like a Marvel movie. Just something for the people to sit through. It's gonna be your thing.
Well, I mean, I've got the, you know, I did it one time, and how do people like do that with some funny shit? So now if we do something retarded, I usually leave it in. Like, Brett made the mistake, I think his second show, he said the words on air. You're going to cut that out. See, now I'm not going to. And I was like, oh, you know how I'm. And I was like, oh, wait, you don't yet. But now, if you ever, if we ever slip up and say anything, like if we say somebody's name, I need to redact or something, you know, that type of stuff I'll pull out. But if it's just stupid shit, you know, us, you know, like now we're 20 minutes in and we haven't talked about a fucking thing, and that's okay.
That's how it's going to stay.
It's going to help stay. So,
could you imagine how boring this would be if we came on with an agenda, something we want to talk about, like today in politics,
i.e. episodes 1, 2, and 3. Episodes 1, 2, and 3.
I'm not talking about just a script. I'm talking about like an actual media biased bullshit agenda.
Oh,
like,
I know.
Well, today we really wanted to talk to you guys about whatever's going to get your panties in a wad. It's That's like, what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
You like ready?
You start talking, you know, you kind of bait and switch on, you know, some badass gun meme, and then next thing you know, you're talking about Biden's gun control. Like, how the fuck did we get here? But I was going to put you there anyway. Yeah, that type of shit?
Mm-mm. Yeah. No. But, man, look, do SHOT Show's going
and
on.
And that's not a personal reference. I just happened to watch a Biden video, really like, loud. Yesterday, so it was on my mind. My apologies. Not throwing an agenda. I literally just watched the video.
Politics.
I just watched that video yesterday, and I was like, I don't remember what the headline anymore was, because I was like, oh, this is interesting. I want to see. It was some, I don't even remember, because I was too pissed off by the time I was done. I was like, this had nothing to do with the headline.
I'm very careful what I click on. So, like, I watch a lot of YouTube, and there's always a whole news section, and everything's curated. Like, So, I have to be really curious to click on a headline.
There's the cedar.
Oh, you found it?
I found it.
Describe it to us.
So,
what kind of cedar? What state was it growing in? The California cedar Spanish or Vermont cedar? Cedar?
Spanish cedar.
I don't know if they're cedar in any of those states. Fuck off.
So, like, is that I pulled those three draws and it went from, like, citrus to pepper to wood. And cedar's about the only. Sometimes I can pull out, like, if it's got more of an oaky taste. But it pulled through, so it got a little thick, but it wasn't enough to say it's earthy. You know, if you get that, like, real chewy, dark, dense that, mm-hmm. you know, we lovingly refer to as a freaking grave on this show. But it didn't have that. Like, it had the thickness. It hit the back of the palate. You can almost taste the smell of cedar, but it's, like, very subtle, and then it goes away. So it's not too dense, not too earthy, which they didn't represent having earthiness in there, just for reference. It thickened up, but it didn't quite get that harsh. And it works great with... and it could be the citrusy that's kind of embodying the cedar notes a little bit too, because it's more of a brighter, you know, even on your smells, you know, cedar's got a good smell to it. So
cedar's on the brightness,
but
it's down with the brightness, like the sickness.
I'm still living off of I'm you know, not too far back from a Disturbed concert in Oklahoma City. The last time I'm actually was off work and made it to see Disturbed was at the Palladium in Hollywood, and the start of that show was fantastic because we thought they were still setting up props. Stagehand was rolling out gear, rolled out a coffin that we thought was stage prop, and it sat there for 5 minutes, and then he just bust out of it and starts the show. It was great.
Damon is legit. Yeah, the first show I ever saw, I think I was probably maybe 19 or 20 at the time, was Disturbed at the UNO Lakefront in New Orleans. And there was some cool shit that went on in that one. Like, we were in the nosebleeds, so we kind of got to see everything, but we weren't up front where the fun was. So you would see guys, like, crowd surfing, and security would pull them off, and these people would just disappear. It looked like, something weird was going on. Like,
right.
They're, like, throwing these poor people out. Are these guys getting whacked? What's going on? So they do 10,000 fists, and there's this big catwalk that's above the stage, and everybody that got pulled off for crowd surfing was across the top of the catwalk. They did 10,000 fists, and then towards the end, the reason I mentioned the nosebleeds is because, like, we're way far back. We don't get to see anything cool, but the encore, this giant cross comes up right in front of us at the back of the arena, and it's David Draymond getting ready to do Down with the Sickness. I'm like,
Bro.
What? First show, my first metal experience live. I was like, oh, fuck yes.
Well, we caught it at the beginning of the tour, so there's not too many videos out, but start searching for Disturbed's Take Your Life Back tour videos. So I remember, and we were like show like two or three in the tour, something real early, and I would remember thinking the pyrotechnics and lights were phenomenal. And you know, they always bring it anyway. But Falling in Reverse was before them, and you know, Ronnie loves his laser shows. Legit, by the way. But I was like, and I remember telling Ellen, I was like, man, I know Disturbed always brings, but they got some pretty damn big shoes to fill after that.
Oh, yeah.
And then they stomped all over it. And so, like, you see this just line of fire about 20 feet up behind him. Like, it's already like, holy shit, there's live fire on the stage. And throughout the show, you've got your lights and your lasers, and there's other plumes of fire that hit. There's sparklers that come down. There's other fire at the bottom, but that one row turns into three, and they're all on moving platforms. So the entire landscape of the fire is changing for every show. They were at Slant, and then I saw, like 3 days later, that Disturbed had posted on their page that the guy that created that, actually won the national competition for pyrotechnics and something else because of this creation.
That's believable.
I was like,
whew. Dude, nobody does light shows like metal bands. Like, there's some pretty impressive musicians out there with really good lighting and stuff, but man, you can't touch metal. Hang it up. These guys go hard.
And since I said Falling in Reverse, the first opener was Plush, all female rock band. The lead singer, and I'd heard of them, but I hadn't actually really heard them. The lead singer is Mariah Formica, who I think she was on The Voice. It was one of the shows, but I'm like 90% she's on The Voice a few years ago. And dude, they're if you don't know Plush, go find them. They've only been around, you know, officially I think 3 years now is what she said on stage, but their stuff is legit. And she actually came out and sang one of his songs that has a female part. She came out and sang with Damon. It's great. I mean,
Damon? Draymond? David Draymond?
Yeah.
That one. Okay. That's not Damon, but okay. I get what you're saying. Sorry.
I know. I just like blurred some shit together.
Yeah, you did. It's fine.
Whatever.
Right. They knew who you were saying. They knew what you were talking about.
I was just talking. I'm just mixing words.
Look, this is...
That's...
I've made it my New Year's thing to drink significantly less. So I'm three beers in and I feel like I'm a six pack. Dude, I had like two whiskeys the other night and was fucked up going to bed.
So this is what you do. I've lost the right to say his name. So what you do is you pull up on Google and you go,
David Draymond.
You do this.
What are we doing right now?
And you Google Disturbed singer and you show it.
Okay. He's going to get it in post. Don't
somehow
worry,
I took David Draymond and made it Damon. I just like combined his names.
It just seemed right though, man.
And I think I did that a few minutes ago too.
Probably, yeah.
My bad. Idiots, man. Whatever, I'm an idiot. It is what it is. But it was a badass show, so you should watch out for some videos because it's going to be pretty toasty. Because I didn't actually anticipate talking about Disturbed on the show, but it was great.
Nobody ever does.
And he was coming off, and I'll give him props. And he mentioned it because somebody in the front row of the crowd, like, he came out to the first song, and you could tell, like, he missed a couple notes while he was warming up. But he just got over, I think he said he had the flu or a chest cold or something. And you could tell when he talked, like, he was struggling. But when he sing, he does what he does and just pushes through and blows his vocal cords out. And it's fine. But when he talked, you could tell, like, he had just come off. Did a damn good job for somebody that, you know, just come off of being sick.
He did the same thing 20 years ago. I think we'd caught him, like, the third or fourth night in a row on the tour. And it just, he had nothing left at the end of the night, but still fucking went through it like a champ.
Yeah.
Just,
he doesn't give up.
Like, a lot of his cleans turned into really dirty screams, but there was no bitch in that, man. He put his shoulder down and plows through.
And I know he likes to, you know, try to bring up a kid on stage, and, you know, if he can. Mm-hmm. And the one he had on us is a 7-year-old girl right in front. It was her first concert ever. And her dad was just introducing her to the metal side of the world.
There you go.
And
like a good dad should.
Right. And she was nervous, but she got up there. She enjoyed it. They brought her up on stage, had the song. And Disturbed's singer said that
Draymond.
So I lost the right, man. I'll have to ask you. So his 6-year-old son, he's got him listening to Black Sabbath, and he's like, unfortunately, the metal hasn't taken yet, but we're working on it. But then he said, you know, all good music is good music. So,
hey, my taste in metal has gotten just recently a lot heavier. Like, I was stuck in that Killswitch Engage, All That Remains mode for the longest time. Like,
yep.
I thought that was the golden era of metal, and so like a lot shit. Of the new shit just like it comes off too whiny and stuff.
It does.
But then new metal's more of a...
No, I'm saying that's the stuff that I don't
the
like.
The newer metal. Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I've had to kind of like dig down into like the death metal subgenre, and there's actually some pretty good shit in there too. Like Slaughter to Prevail. Dude, Alex the Terrible is fuck. I would love to see that guy live. Like, the guy's neck is like this fucking big. Imagine how that guy can scream. It's terrifying.
Got all the muscles.
Oh, he's so good. Yes. That's workout stuff.
That's like if Tim Allen had a metal band.
Power. More power. More power. Look, I'm getting down to the last rapper here. You got to catch up.
Oh, shit. You always have a faster draw than I do, which is fine.
Quick draw. That's what they call me. They should not.
He doesn't smoke too quick. I don't want to say that because you never see him having like a strong, you know, peak ash or anything. I'm just a slightly slower, but, you know, it's fine.
It's okay.
You'll get it. But unlike... The, what was it? The, Nika Libre.
Well, the one that almost went up in flames?
Yeah, that I swear was missing an entire bundle of filler because, I mean, the wrong person to get a weak cigar because you were just like gone. But it wasn't your fault.
It tasted great, though. Like, that was one of the more enjoyable ones.
It tasted great. I think they just missed on.
I texted you after I left. I was like, hey, what was the name of that one? I'm going to go find that one. Yeah. Good
and
cigar.
They've got a few. That's their standard Maduro. Classic, it's good. And it's cheap, too. But I'm impressed with this one. I had... There is one of the synchros that I had personally that I wasn't a fan of. Another color band. I think it was like Caribe or something like that. It was okay. This one is... I like this a lot. It's complex in the sense that you can tell there's multiple flavors. But not complex to the point that you get like a harsh bitter tone because there's too much of a mixture.
Yeah, like I didn't think much of it when I got a little smell on it. That's kind of like my first indicator. It's just, I guess, it's a habit I picked up from wine and whiskey and stuff like that. Right. Smell it first. So on the nose, it just kind of wasn't that impressive. But
smell it if it's your cigar.
Right. No, it smokes much better than it smells.
It does. I'll agree with that. Because, like I said, I got the like brighter aroma smelling, but it's not a super sweet, bright cigar. It's a well-balanced cigar.
I usually have the opposite effect. Usually I get excited about a cigar, and by the time I light it, just kind of a letdown. I don't know what that means. Maybe it's just me.
Maybe.
It could be a psychology thing.
And
maybe my brain broke.
A personal note, you know, this, like I said, Avo is part of the Davidoff family. I am not your traditional Davidoff cigar smoker. And what I mean by that is the signature line is probably the most famous Davidoff cigar. Personally, that's my least favorite cigar of their line. Now, granted, I'm a darker smoke of a guy. That has something to do with it. But my favorite one is the Millennium. Well, my favorite three. The Millennium, the Escurio, and the Late Hour. All three are darker profiles. Their lighter stuff that's technically the like world famous stuff just doesn't hit my palate right. So when Alvo started coming out, the first one I had was their Classic. I had the same effect as I do with the Alvo or the Davidoff Signature. It was good, but I needed a strong drink to pair with it to kind of bring some palate. But so far, with the exception of that one Caribe, and I've got a couple others that we're going to smoke on the show down the line that I've got resting in the sinker line. Just kind of space them out a little bit. I'm liking this as well. So I'm curious to see what the other ones do.
Yup.
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 So, since we're just kind of bullshitting today.
With the saws.
With the saws. I thought we were going to get rid of them, and I hope they're far enough away and edit them out, because that is obnoxious. And I can't do anything about it, because it's on the property next to us, but it's just so annoying.
Chances are they won't even hear this, though.
They probably won't.
I've watched YouTubers who bitch about gardeners next door, and I'm like, what are they talking about?
Well,
I can't hear anything.
A lot of times, and the same reason, you know, I can edit a lot of background noise and stuff out, especially like that, because it's technically a high-pitched white noise. I can usually get it out most of the time.
That was my nickname in high school.
What's that?
High-pitched white noise. Don't look at me in that.
Is there a
story
somewhere?
No, that was...
High-pitched white noise.
He's learning sarcasm. Just bear with him.
Oh, no. I just know you well enough. I figured you're going to like bullshit a story on the back end of it, because you have those wits that I don't.
I don't bullshit my stories. Any story I tell you is 100% true. Unfortunately, my actual nickname in high school was Skinny Booty.
Skinny Booty!
Skinny Booty.
Skinny Booty.
Got that nickname from the black girls.
I get that.
Yeah.
Start calling you Skinny Booty when we go out.
Try. Just try.
Anyway, so like I said, this is one of those shows that turned out to be some of our favorite shows. We don't have a structure other than just kind of bullshit about some things. However, I do have the one thing that was planned, and this is not too in-depth because I'm hoping to have some more explanation later. But, you know, backdoor sponsored by Dissident. Got the bolt hat.
Get the hat.
If you don't have it, down in the show notes, I have the link to their store on Heart of Flint, as well as our merch. But go get some of theirs. They got shirts and beanies and hats and stuff like that, too. So, however, Sin Coburn, if you're unaware or if you're new to the show, her and her husband Josh are the owners of Dissident Cigar. She is a huge animal lover. Mm-hmm. They live in Nicaragua. Wanted to be close when they took over to the plant and everything. They don't have the rescue shelters and stuff that we have over here. So, here's the disruption bit. I want you to see this little video. Short little clip. But watch this and we'll come back to it.
Hi, I'm Delaney Griffin, the co-founder and director of SOS Animales Nicaragua, a nonprofit animal relief and rescue organization in San Juan del Sur, Nicaragua. This all started in November 2020, when the world had stopped, but the homeless and suffering animal population noticeably grew larger without any local pet aid. SOS Animales was created, a and we raise money with individual donations by selling baked goods and shirts at local farmers markets. With that money, we were able to start working directly with local families, offering food, dog vaccines, medical care, and spay and neuter clinics, which led to rescuing neglected and homeless pets. By March 2021, we had raised enough money to open San Juan del Sur's only veterinary clinic, where we house our organization and rescue pets. In just 2.5 years, SOS Animales has spayed and neutered over 2,500 pets and rescued and found forever homes for over 550 animals in need. In 2022, we found ourselves outgrowing our veterinary space and having to turn away animals in need. With just one small room to hold our kittens and one small patio for our dogs and limited foster homes, our abilities to help the animals in this community are confined. We know we have needed to expand, but have felt trapped due to lack of funds or access to land. We have a vision of creating a center of refuge, opportunity, and education. A place where neglected pets can feel safe and loved. A place where the community can come to learn, lend a hand, and interact. A place where we can create opportunity, not just for the pets, but for our community. I want SOS Animales Rescue Center to feel like a welcoming home to each person and animal that walks in. We want to bring this dream to life right here in San Juan del Sur, with half of an acre of land, or approximately 2,000 meters squared, we believe we can create everything we need. We will have 9 buildings in total, an office with storage, staff and volunteer housing, dog quarantine, vet care, retail with storage, a community space, cat house with co-working, adult dog center, and puppy center. And as we protect these animals, it is also our responsibility to protect this environment. So we want to build sustainably using solar power, smart drainage systems, well water, and build as much as we can with renewable local resources. You can help us make this dream a reality by donating through our GoFundMe. SOS Animales Rescue Center will provide a safe, healing space for homeless pets to thrive and comfortably wait for their forever homes. We want this space to be community-centered, where people of all ages can be involved, volunteer, support, learn, and experience what we've created together to continue to make an impact on a larger scale. The SOS Animales Rescue Center will be the first of its kind in Nicaragua, and we cannot wait to see these dreams come to life with your help.
All right, so just a little highlight reel. SOS, it's something that's going to be great, something I think we'll be able to, from more of a wholesome side, other than the fact that, you know, sin and dissident are hand in hand, there's not too much technically that this has cigar related, but it is dissident related. And I think it's pretty badass that, you know, she's able to use her company to help her, you know, donate the land and coordinate with this group and kind of create a shelter out there. So if you're an animal lover, like I am, I might be a cigar guy, but I got 5 animals inside, you know. We're animal people. They're, you know, our kids sometimes just as well.
I got 3 dogs. So, I got 200 pounds worth of dog at home. That's expensive. God.
That's a lot of food.
That's a dog?
That's a dog. It's an extra work dog. They're high-pitched white noise for sure.
You could have 6 dogs inside. He could.
Anyways.
We're not stealing the neighbor's dog.
7, because I got 2. They sit out all night. And anyway, side note. But look up some details. I'm not going to go too far into this because, you know, they're building up the property. They're building up the shelter. And I'm hoping that we can revisit this and, you know, bring some more light, you know, get some Q&A from Center Self when the time is available. So, pretty good stuff. Look into the shelter. So, she's doing some pretty cool stuff. So, I love it. I'm down for it. Because it's not anything that they have over there. They don't have, you know, we got shelters and pounds and vets everywhere. They don't really have the rescue facilities over there. It's not commonplace to them. The dogs just run the street. You know, it's just that part of the country, that part of the world is just not, that's just not what they do. So trying to introduce this into a country that is, you know, more modern time becoming center point of the world as cigars shifted into what we call the New World. You know, these areas that were undeveloped have become developed because the tobacco market is flourishing in their country. So as you do that, gives you opportunity to bring some other things in on a, you know, more of a home style front.
Cool.
So I like it.
Yeah.
But I still have no bitterness out of this. And usually, as much as I love darker cigars, and I usually start getting a bitter tone at the end of it at some point, I don't. Do you have any bite to yours at all?
Nope. Just, I don't know. It's still good. I like it.
He's working on it.
What more do you want from me?
At some point, like, you're gonna say some stuff one day, and you're gonna be like, oh.
No, the last time I gave you adjectives, you gave me shit. Y'all saw it.
That's what we do.
Mm-hmm. No, I give the shit. That's my job.
Hey, I don't have the quick wit, so when I get them, let me have my moment, damn it.
Give them the softballs. Participation trophies. Yeah, no, real talk. I watched the last episode with you and Brett and thought, man, I got to step my game up because Brett is so much funnier than I am.
Dude.
It's embarrassing.
I'm not going to... I can't pretend to recap this if I wanted to. But we were at work at the same time. And I caught him in the hall and we were talking with him and a couple coworkers. And he was referencing. And I'll be vague because I don't want to say this guy's name. I don't expect y'all to know this person, but still... Don't have permission to mention his name, so I'm not. But he was talking about an old teacher he had in the medical field. And he said one thing, and it sounded like Fred Flintstone was talking. And then he flipped the entire story. And like he was reading an audiobook every time he referenced... What the guy said.
It was in Fred Flintstone voice.
It was in Fred Flintstone voice. And he'd go back to his voice. It was like flawless. And we were rolling. I no longer can tell you much about what was being said. Because I was laughing so hard. At the very specific narrative that was happening. It was great. It was like four of us sitting there talking to him. And I don't know if any of us remember what he said. Because we were just dying laughing by the time he was done. I don't have that shit, man.
You could. It's not really something you want to strive for anyway, because, you know, you make a lot of enemies. People don't really take things the right way.
I mean, yeah.
And you have to explain yourself, and then you start thinking, well, I guess this person's an idiot because they didn't get it how I said it, because it's never my fault. You know, smartass is just smartass. You can either pick it up or you can whatever. It's on you. You want to be offended? Fuck off. There's nothing wrong with me. There's nothing wrong with you.
Right.
Okay.
But I mean, it's funny to
soapbox.
That dude is funny when he's trying not to be. So,
mm-hmm.
It's like I sent him a random video the other day, freaking TikTok or Facebook reel, and they're like, "What's the best movies that have the F bomb dropped in where it wasn't technically an explicit video, like where you had that one just like, and there was two movies." But the first one, like the number one spot, was Anchorman. I was like, this is going to Brett.
Mm-hmm.
That's his move. If you haven't seen the previous shows, first, shame on you. Go watch them and you'll understand.
Mm-hmm.
It takes me a lot longer to pull that stuff out of my ass.
Oh, the movie reference stuff?
Yeah, it's...
Yeah.
I got a coworker as well that is just like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like...
I had a roommate once. That's all we did was we watched movies and we basically just quote the entire movie. It's still kind of irritating because I'll still do that now. Like, I'll watch movies with my wife and it's a movie that I've seen like, you know, 20 plus times and she goes, please, please don't do this. She knows it's coming and I can't help it. It's usually within the first 2 or 3 minutes I'll start quoting. It's, I mean, if we're watching Anchorman, if we're watching Boondock Saints, The Departed, I'm quoting it.
See, I love Boondock Saints too, and I'm just not good enough to quote. Like, I'm just not.
Watch it a few times. There was a firefight!
Watched it plenty of times, and I'm still like, you can say a quote and I'm like, it'd take me a second, you know? But hey, you know, what can I do? So, good fucking show. This has turned out to be a good cigar. I'm a fan. Mm-hmm. So, again, you know, these are not our sponsored people, but Avo, if you're a fan of Davidoff, definitely give it a try. If you're like me and you're not a fan of their popular stuff, definitely give these a try. Like I said, I don't like the Davidoff soft that most of the world does. But, you know, I got a different palate than a lot of people, so not different than everybody, but different than the popular norm.
You don't use the word exquisite enough to be a Davidoff smoker.
That's fair.
Exquisite. The monocle again.
The monocle.
Yeah. You should probably tell people what that is whenever you're doing it. It's not just like, oh, what's... Is there a nervous tick?
Hey, you know, I think we got enough episodes in this. If you don't know what we're talking about, go watch the other episodes.
I don't think we explain anything in any of those either.
Oh, we have. I think it was either the first one or the second one where we mentioned the monocle. We referenced that we were actually... I think we referenced that we were watching a video before that was talking about it. So there is at one point we reference it, but, you know, either way, it's an excuse to go watch the other shows.
Like, you need one. Just go watch them. It's YouTube. It's free.
See?
It's make free. It a date night. Just light a couple cigars. Have a good time. Take your pants off, like I said.
If
you don't need those.
If you don't have a lounge, or you can't go to the lounge, we can be your lounge.
Take your pants off outside.
Either way. Now, I caught myself. That was about to be really bad. I was about to say, either way, he's going to take your pants off. But what I meant to say is, either way, he's recommending you take your pants off and get comfortable.
I'm not going to take your pants off. I'll take my pants off. We'll have a pants
I wanted to clarify that's not what I meant to say, but I was still going to say it. So, whatever. But anyway, have a cigar or two. Sit back, whether you're watching this on YouTube and you're watching us be idiots, or you're listening to it on Spotify or any of the other podcast forms, because it is also an audio podcast as well. Now, Spotify, you can do both on the video post there. But some other podcasts like Google and Apple, it usually crosses over. Listen to it. Have your cigar. Have your drink. Relax. Listen to us bullshit. Listen to us hang out. So if you can't go to the lounge, let us be your lounge. Shoot us some comments. What you think. What you want us to talk about. Or any random shit that you want to say back. We're all for it.
Yeah.
Email's down below. Send us an email. You know, we're here for it. So.
He is. I don't see any of this shit.
Well, I get it. And then I tell them what comes through.
He's got to deal with the repercussions of me saying like, comment, subscribe. If you don't agree with me, fight me in the comments. I'm not in the comments.
Hey, real talk.
Fight him in the comments.
Real talk. The first show that you said that. It was either Justin or Chad, one of the two guys in the group. They're like, hey man, you should put up there, you know, that you know, you should put reminders on there. And ever since then, you know, 2-3 times in the video.
And we lost the camera.
Yeah. Whatever. We're on at the end. It's fine. So, you know, 2-3 times in the show, I'll have the little pop-up that's, you know, like, subscribe. Uh-huh. So, you know, whatever.
Cool.
But hey, go like, subscribe, do what he says. Don't always do what he says. Do what he says this time.
Always do it. I'm a great example. Is there something in your throat, buddy?
Trying to cough up some bullshit.
You got it? Okay.
No, you're still here. Anyway, thanks for hanging out with us. We're going to finish this fantastic Avo cigar. And hope you guys are doing well. And we will catch you guys soon. Any last words for the homies?
I'm thinking... I got nothing. I'll see y'all later. I mean, don't be strangers.
Hang around. But until next time, stay safe and holla down.
Man, that guy was so old still doing the New Year's countdown. You could just watch him have a stroke like, hey, Chevin, shakes, shakes. Shit! Shit! Like, gonna give Dick a nudge!
Oh my god, we're going to hell for this. But, since this is rolling, and in case I put this in the video, the hell we've had getting this set
will.
Up. God. No cigar and outtakes.
Just a lot of F words.
Fuck, 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 fuck. Shut the fuck up, Dick. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Alright, sorry.
Chevin! Chevin! Chevin!
Oh, my God.
All right.
I'm just going to start this laughing. I can't do anything. We're doing this show, goddammit.
Counting down from 47, 46, 45.
Get all the way to three.